Welcome back to the Justin Rice Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about assuming the feeling as if your dreams are already created. We have been conditioned and programmed to believe that we have to wait for our dreams to come to us to feel a certain feeling. Many of us, we wait to get the job promotion, get the new relationship, get the new car, the new home, to feel the feelings of that dream desire. We wait to feel love and gratitude and joy until our dreams have came into our lives. And I want to inform you today that your dreams will come to you much quicker if you simply do this. Assume the feeling as if your dreams are already created. When we do this, when we feel the emotions of our dreams in the present moment, we are essentially sending out the energy into the quantum realm, into the field, as if our dreams have already came to us. And when we do that, we soon learn that our dreams come much quicker. Gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. When we receive a gift for Christmas, when we receive a present for our birthday, we feel this sensation of gratitude, feeling thankful for the gift that we have received. And when we practice gratitude, we practice gratitude for life itself, we practice feeling grateful for our dreams that are coming to us, we are actually signaling into the field of energy, into the quantum realm, which scientists have shown exists. We are showing that field of energy that we already feel like we have our dreams in the present moment. And on a scientific level, what is happening? On a scientific level, our heart is opening up when we feel those elevated emotions of gratitude and love. Our heart is beating rhythmically, coherently, sending out waves of possibility to ultimately collapse those thoughts, those desires, those dreams that we have in within our mind into our lives in a much faster way. Scientists have shown that our heart, when it's open and activated, can emit a field around our body that can be up to 3 meters wide. That's close to 9 feet in diameter. That energy emits outside of us almost 9 feet when our heart is open, feeling love and gratitude, bliss and joy. And that energy that we emit outside of our body is actually information. It is information into the field around us that actually draws opportunities to us. And this is what many great psychologists, many great thought leaders have described as a word of synchronicity. The great psychologist and pioneer Carl Jung wrote an entire book on synchronicity. Synchronicities are those moments where things just align, where you meet the right person at the right time, you receive the phone call or the opportunity, someone happens to know somebody that you know. It shows that there is a organizing principle. Some call it God, some call it energy, some call it source, some call it consciousness. There is some organizing principle that helps organize our energy and information that we're emitting into possibilities that we cannot create it as an ego. It's not us. It is not the ego, the identity, the personality, that is creating these opportunities. It is something much larger that is almost indescribable that creates these moments that we call synchronicity. So in this podcast, like I mentioned in the beginning, I want to talk about assuming the feeling as if your dreams are already here. Instead of waiting for your promotion, instead of waiting for your dream relationship to come into your life, instead of waiting for your abundance, for that money to come into your life, instead of waiting for that dream home, that dream opportunity to come into your life, why wait for all of that to happen when you can already feel as if you have it? Now, how do we practically do this? This requires effort. It requires energy. It requires passion. It requires mental rehearsal, visualization, and an open heart. This is not for the faint of heart. This is for those who are passionate about their dreams and making them real. This requires us to take time to actually think about our dreams and visions and to begin opening up our heart and feeling those feelings of our dreams in the present moment. This is not easy. I'll say this. This is not easy. If this were easy, every single person would do this. This requires us to actually step into the unknown. It requires us to step out of what is normal, what is known. We have been conditioned in our time here as human beings to believe that we have to wait for things in our lives to organize for us to finally feel those feelings of love and gratitude and joy and bliss and empowerment. This is the opposite. This is taking the time to close your eyes and mentally visualize what it is that you truly want to create in your life and begin placing your awareness on your heart, opening up the heart, feeling those feelings of love and joy, whatever it is that you would desire. How would it feel if you had your abundance? How would it feel if you had your dream relationship? Assuming the feeling as if it already is here. And these principles are not woo-woo. These principles are based in scientific findings. Scientists have shown, researchers have shown that when we place our awareness on our heart, when we place our attention and our energy on our heart begins to open up and broadcast a field of energy. They have a machine. Scientists use a machine called a GDV. And this GDV machine actually shows on an energetic level that the heart broadcasts a field outside of our body and that energy is emitting information. Scientists have also shown that when our brains are coherent, when we are operating in alpha, theta, and delta brainwave states, that our brains are very organized with a specific signature that is very coherent. And that coherent energy can be picked up by measurement tools showing that the brain emits electrical signals. And when we sit down and visualize what it is that we desire, combining it with the open heart, we are broadcasting signals from both our brains and our hearts, sending out information into the field, showing whatever it is that you believe in, whether it's energy, God, consciousness, that this is what we desire. And we already feel like we have it. And in those moments, we are actually on a DNA level. That energy that we are emitting is changing our DNA, reprogramming our DNA, which then changes our protein structure. DNA creates protein, and protein, the proteins are the structure of our lives. And in those moments when we are changing our energy, we are changing the nucleotides within our DNA to change the protein expression within our body, which ultimately expresses our lives and changes who we are. So I encourage you today to begin a practice in the morning, in the evening, and throughout your day, feeling gratitude, feeling love, feeling what it would feel like if all of your dreams have came true. If you were truly living out your dream reality, how would you feel on a day-to-day basis? Would you be inspired? Would you be in a state of joy? Would you be in a state of love and gratitude and bliss? How would your body feel? How would you walk? How would you talk? Begin feeling those feelings now. Because why wait? Why wait for all of that to happen? Many people who have achieved great wealth, many people who have achieved celebrity status and fame, many people who have attained all of the material possessions of luxury items and beautiful homes and cars and watches and designer clothes. They say that it just didn't fill the void, that it just didn't feel like how they thought it would feel. They thought they would feel differently. A lot of those people that have attained all of the successes in life say that they felt this gap. They felt this void, this emptiness within inside themselves. And it's because we have been conditioned to think that there will be some day when we get all the things in the three-dimensional realm, that someday it will fill the inner gap within us. So what does this all say? What does this all mean? It means that we cannot wait for things to change in our lives to fill that gap. We cannot wait for the new relationship, the new job, the abundance, the checks to come in, the fame, the attention to fill that inner void. We have to do that ourselves. It takes sovereignty. It takes awareness. It takes attention and energy within ourselves to actually begin filling that gap within ourselves. And when we do that, that's where true fulfillment comes. That's when we begin truly feeling fulfilled. What is that word fulfillment, right? It's being filled with life. It's feeling like you have everything you desire. It's feeling wholeness. It's feeling like you are giving back and contributing to life. You're impacting and helping other people in their lives. So today, begin taking time to think about how would it feel if your dreams came to you today? How would it really feel? I'm sure you would feel a lot of love for life. I'm sure you would feel inspired. You would feel a level of gratitude. You would feel abundant. You would feel whole. You would want to give back because you had enough to give. Your cup runneth over. Your cup is already filled and it overflows with joy. It overflows with abundance. You would give. You would give back. You would give out of service from your heart, not in search for something in return. You would do it just because you feel like you have enough to give. So today, assume the feeling as if your dreams have already came. Why wait? If not now, when? Now is the new later. Now is the only time that we have. The present moment is all that we really have. Time is a human construct. It is a human creation. If we did not have clocks, we would only exist in the present moment. And that is truly all we have. Treat your life like it is your own movie. You are on your own hero's journey. Each of us are on our own hero's journey. We are all living out a life that is meaningful, that is significant. So why not you? Why don't you become the hero of your own story? Why don't you live out your dreams? You are no different than anyone else in this world. You have a brain. You have a heart. You have a cardiovascular system. You are divine. You are unique. You are powerful beyond your belief. You are a spirit incarnated in a human body. Yes, we are animal, but yes, we are also energy. We are also divine. And with that energy, with that power that you have, like I said, scientists have shown that when our heart is open and activated, we emit an energetic field that emits 3 meters wide, almost 9 feet around our body. That is who you truly are. You truly are energy. You truly are consciousness, awareness, located, dimensionalized within a human body called your ego, your personality, and yourself. You are beyond powerful. So today, before I leave you all, I want to remind you that you are unique. You are on a hero's journey. And why not you? You have one human existence here, possibly many more down the line. But why not in this lifetime? Why not you? You could be the one who changes the world. You could be the one who rewrites history. You could be the one who makes their dreams a reality. You can be the one who helps other people realize their potential. You can be the one. So today, really feel into that. Really recognize, look yourself in the mirror, recognize what you are, recognize how powerful you are. Recognize that in all of your peers. Recognize that they are too, both powerful human beings, divine beings with unique capabilities. Look yourself in the eyes. See beyond the stories that you tell yourself. See beyond the veil of your body, your personality, your ego. See into your soul and recognize that you are powerful. Remember today to not wait for your dreams to come to you. Feel as if they already are here and watch your dreams come to you in effortless ways that you cannot describe Your dreams are already existing in the present moment. You just have to become that version of yourself now. Much love to you all. I hope you all have an amazing day. Be sure to share this with friends, family, and loved ones to empower them to know that they have the capability to make all of their dreams a reality. Much love to you all. Peace, love, and blessings. Yours truly, Justin Rice.